This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
So we have some breaking news from Mexico. The Archbishop of Guadalajara has issued his guidelines for the celebration of the traditional Latin Mass in conformity with Traditionis Custodis, and he has given the most brutal interpretation that I've seen probably to date. The short version is the Fraternal Society of St. Peter in Chains, as they call them there. I believe that's the FSSP. If I'm wrong, someone let me know in the comments, please. But I believe that's who this is. Have essentially been suppressed in Guadalajara. We'll see if there's a domino effect throughout the rest of Mexico, which I'm expecting there will be. And the short version of the document I'm about to read to you in full from the Archbishop himself, so no one can say I'm taking his words out of context here. It appears that here are the effects. The FSSP parish there has been canonically suppressed, meaning you cannot go to Mass there anymore, at least in Guadalajara. Current Masses, still, there are a handful of current Masses in Guadalajara that are still allowed following the 1962 Missal, but if you are a Latin Mass-only person, you will be doing a lot of driving, because they are at various parishes throughout the diocese. This is a common theme, by the way, for this suppressions that we've seen. No new Masses anywhere can be added without the explicit permission of the Archbishop and, of course, Rome. New priests wanting to celebrate the traditional Latin Mass must not be authorized on a case-by-case basis. We've seen this before. Also, Masses in the House of Formation or the House of the FSSP cannot be celebrated publicly. So, there is a House of Formation in Guadalajara. It's not open to the public, and the Masses there can be said for the edification of the seminarians, but they have to use the Spanish translation approved by the Mexican Episcopal Conference in their sayings of these Masses, meaning that, yes, these are Latin Masses, but they are explicitly ordered to proclaim the gospel in the readings in the vernacular using Mexico's equivalent of the New American Bible. What could go wrong? This is the quick summary. So, for those of you who want it, here is the full text from the bishop's letter. Please pray for these priests. The original motu proprio was issued in Spanish, but thankfully somebody posted a translation of this in English online, so I have the text for you here. Decreto Traditionis Custodis, issued by the Archdiocese of Guadalajara on the 21st of September, 2021, by Jose Francisco of the title of St. Mary of the Presentation, Presbyter of the Holy Roman Church, and Cardinal Robles Ortega, by the grace of God and the Apostolic See, Archbishop of Guadalajara. With the motu proprio Traditionis Custodis of July 16, 2021, which entered immediately into effect, Pope Francis has established that the liturgical books promulgated by the Holy Pontiffs Paul VI and John Paul II, in conformity with the decrees of the Second Vatican Council, are the only expression of the lex orandi of the Roman Rite, see Traditionis Custodis, Article 1. In the letter accompanying the motu proprio, the Roman pontiff exhorted the bishops to, quote, work for a return to a unitary form of celebration, verifying case by case the reality of the groups celebrating with this Missale Romanum, end quote. At the same time, the Holy Father has entrusted to the diocesan bishops the exclusive competence to authorize, in their dioceses, the use of the Missale Romanum, edited by St. John XXIII in 1962. Always in light of the guidelines of the Apostolic See, indicated in the same motu proprio, Traditionis Custodis, see Article 2. In Guadalajara, following the regulations established by St. John Paul II, especially with the motu proprio Ecclesia Dei, and later expanded by the motu proprio Summorum Pontificum of Pope Benedict XVI in 2007, it was allowed, first in the Church of St. Peter the Apostle, Vallarta Poniente, and successively in the Church of Our Lady of Pilar, the stable celebration of the Mass according to the extraordinary form of the Roman Rite, foreseen by the above-mentioned documents officiated by the presbyters of the sacerdotal fraternity of St. Peter in Chains, and the quasi-parish of the same title was instituted. Pastorally, I have received uninterruptedly ample information of the consequences for this diocese and other archdioceses and dioceses of Mexico. We are therefore in a position to fulfill in the Archdiocese of Guadalajara the motu proprio Traditionis Custodis. Therefore, with the present decree, it is hereby established as follows. 1. It is authorized to continue the above-mentioned Mass according to the 1962 Missal, Article 2 of Traditionis Custodis, with the sole proclamation of the readings in the vernacular using the translation of the sacred scripture approved by the Mexican Episcopal Conference, see Article 3, Subsection 3 of Traditionis Custodis. 2. The celebrations will be carried out without adding to those already established, Article 3, Subsection 3 of Traditionis Custodis. Once the present situation is over, the number of celebrations will be reviewed in each case. 3. It will continue to be held only in the Church of Our Lady of the Pillar on a daily basis, on weekdays and on only one Mass in the Chapel of Christ the King, and on Sundays in the Chapel of Christ the King, on Sundays and Tuesdays in the Parish of St. Francis Xavier of the Hills, see Article 3, Subsection 2 of Traditionis Custodis. 4. The celebrations inside the House of Formation on or another house of the priestly fraternity of St. Peter in Chains presented in the Archdiocese will be regulated according to the directives of the Congregation for the Institutes of Consecrated Life and the Societies of Apostolic Life, remembering that this chapel and similar ones do not have the permission of public worship of this archdiocese. It is reserved only to the members in formation of this fraternity. 5. The quasi-parish of St. Peter in Chains, Article 3, Subsection 2, is also hereby canonically suppressed. See Article 3, Subsection 2, Subsection 5, and Subsection 6 of Traditionis Custodis. 6. The person in charge of the celebration and of the pastoral care of the faithful who participate will soon be made known. See Article 3, Subsection 4 of Traditionis Custodis. 7. According to the provisions of the motu proprio Traditionis Custodis, other possible celebrations according to the Roman Missal of 1962 must obtain, on a case-by-case basis, the corresponding authorization, see Article 2 of Traditionis Custodis, and only in the two places assigned. 8. In accordance with the provision of the motu proprio, other possible celebrations according to the Roman Missal of 1962 must obtain, case by case, the corresponding authorization, and only in two places assigned. 9. Priests who intend to celebrate according to the Roman Missal of 1962 must be authorized, on a case-by-case basis, to do so according to the norms of the motu proprio Traditionis Custodis. And Article 4, concerning presbyters, ordained after the publication of the motu proprio, for presbyters after the publication of the motu proprio, for which the apostolic see is to be consulted. In Article 5, concerning presbyters who are already celebrating according to the Missale Romanum of 1962 and regarding whom the apostolic see is to be consulted. In both cases, each presbyter will present to me the corresponding signed request, giving the reasons for such a request, along with which he must formally declare that, A, he does not exclude the validity and legitimacy of the liturgical reform and of the dictates of the Second Vatican Council and of the Magisterium of the Supreme Pontiffs, see Article 3, Subsection 1 of Traditionis Custodis. B. He also recognizes that the only expression of the Lex Orandi of the Roman Rite are the liturgical books promulgated by the Holy Pontiffs Paul VI and John Paul II, see Article 1 of Traditionis Custodis. C. That he is obliged to celebrate ordinarily according to the norm of the liturgical books promulgated by the Holy Pontiffs Paul VI and John Paul II, see Article 1 of Traditionis Custodis, including the Holy Eucharist, in cases where he does not have the exceptional explicit authorization to follow the 1962 edition of the Missale Romanum, or the other sacraments, in all cases without exception, since previous norms, instructions, concessions, and customs that do not conform to the provisions of the motu proprio are abrogated. As I am making these provisions to provide in our archdiocese for, quote, the good of all those who are attached to the form of celebration preceding the Second Vatican Council and need time to return to the Roman Rite promulgated by Saints Paul VI and John Paul II, see Pope Francis's accompanying letter to the bishops of the whole world to the present motu proprio Traditionis Custodis, also published on the 16th of July, 2021. It is my duty to ask everyone for a renewed commitment to see to it, quote, that every liturgy is celebrated with decorum and fidelity in the liturgical books promulgated after the Second Vatican Council, without eccentricities that easily degenerate into misuses, as Pope Francis exhorts in the aforementioned letter. The healthy liturgical tradition, which has left an unmistakable mark on our local church, is a beautiful garden to be cultivated with a new love and passion, without resigning ourselves to tiredness and laziness, that even if they do not usually degenerate into serious misuses, end up weakening the formidable strength of the liturgy from which the church is always born and constructed. Given at the Archbishop's Curia in Guadalajara on the 21st day of the month of September in the year of the Lord 2021, on the feast of St. Matthew the Apostle and Evangelist, and the full anniversary, the 525th anniversary of the first baptisms in Latin America, signed Jose Francisco Cardinal Robles Ortega, the Archbishop of Guadalajara, and Javier Magdaleno Cueva, Chancery Secretary. And I'm going to close this out with a short piece here from an article on Catholicism.org, which I will have linked in the show notes today, and I'll have the English translation as well of the decree from Guadalajara posted in my show notes. But over here on Catholicism.org, there was an article published that I wanted to use about a month ago on what would happen when traditionis custodis and how we need to keep calm and carry on, to use the popular slogan from about a decade ago. I'm going to just quote a section of this here because it's good advice. Blessed are ye when they shall revile you and persecute you and speak all that is evil against you. And truly for my sake, be glad and rejoice, for your reward is very great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets that were before you. See the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 to 12. Might we traditionalists who are being singled out by Pope Francis be recipients of this beatitude? The answer depends upon the interior dispositions of each one of us, of course, the degree of our cooperation with grace. But the remaining conditions seem to favor it. Bishop Athanasius, the auxiliary bishop of Kazakhstan, who I cannot mention on my channel by name without getting into trouble for some reason, summarized the situation when he told Diane Montagna that his initial impression of the motu proprio was that, quote, of a shepherd who, instead of having the smell of his sheep, is angrily beating them with a stick, end quote. As I argued last week, implicit in traditionis custodis is, quote, the terrifying notion that the Roman Church's own liturgical tradition bears within it the seeds of schism. That would make those who are faithful to that tradition to be virtual schismatics. If we are having evil spoken about us for Christ's sake, let us make sure that it is indeed spoken untruly, the critical adverb in the verse 11, lest we simply reap the just payment of our own personal debt of sin. Cardinal Walter Brandmuller's counseling calmness and patience in an essay entitled Traditionis Custodis, Considered in the Clear Light of the Day. One reason is he is arguing this calmness is that a law that is not received is not a law. He cites Gratian, the father of canon law, to this effect, quote, laws are instituted when they are promulgated. They are confirmed when they have been approved by the long-standing custom of those who observe them. Some laws have been abrogated by the long-standing custom of those who have acted contrary to them, because laws are confirmed by the long-standing custom of those who observe them, end quote. Although he does not say it directly, Cardinal Brandmuller appears to be saying this. Be at peace, my traditionalist brethren. Just ignore the new motu proprio. Keep calm and carry on. If it is not received as law, it will not be law, but will fall into dissolution and ultimately de facto abrogation, end quote. I think to a degree that's good advice. Yes, I'll keep continuing to cover these breaking events as they happen, but don't despair. Instead, if your parish is one that survives, please, please, please support your parish in its time. If your parish has been, you know, mixed in with another one 30 miles away, go to that one if you can. Support it. If you need to find a new parish, I will help you. Send me an email in the description box with my email address, and I will, it might take me a few days to get back to you, but I will send you where you can find chapels for any surviving of the masses and the SSPX as well. Beyond that, but don't let your peace be destroyed by this. Instead, pick up a traditional devotion. I recommend these days very highly the Brown Scapular and its accompanying Little Office of the Blessed Virgin Mary, especially using the pre-conciliar 1962 version that Angelus Press has. Pick up that devotion. It will help you find peace. It has helped me a lot in these times. But that's all I have for you today. So let me know what you thought about this in the comments, please. And please keep the people of Guadalajara in your prayers as well. So, of course, please pray for the church. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.